First of all, could I just say that we're working very cooperatively with the task force and with the Ministry of Health to ensure that this case is handled well. The person concerned is in isolation and has been for a number of days pending the tests, and that will remain in isolation for the remaining 14 days. As the patient has been in the country for nearly 5 weeks, way longer than the 14 days, we need to check where that person's been, both to ascertain the people that she's come in contact with, to perhaps have got the virus, but also to make sure that we don't ensure that anything more further is passed on. It's important that we make a tracing of everything that's gone on. I'd say that that we are here, and I've said this to the first vice president and to others. The UN is here. We are with you. I am just as able to get the virus as anybody who is here as well. There is no cure for it. We can only treat it, and therefore, as the first vice president just said, the only vaccination we have at the moment is to distance ourselves from each other and take the precautions. If we don't take the precautions, then we are going to have a much more difficult situation. If we do take the precautions, we can slow its spread and allow that time to elapse where we might be able to have a cure. So I would just reinforce the messaging about trying to keep distant from people, but also hand washing and making sure that all of that happens at the same time as well. To be honest with you, I don't have the information with me at the moment. We do have some limited facilities, but they're actually very small because we don't, like everybody else in the world, we didn't expect to have an outbreak of a virus here. So our facilities are really designed to help people who have accidents or perhaps are in the conflict or something like that. They get a gunshot wound. They're not set up to treat large numbers of people. So it's we're in the same boat, I think, as everybody else. And I just want to say, amongst the UN, everybody who has in the past 3 weeks has come in is under quarantine. There are no exceptions, and we've taken extraordinary measures at the moment to close movement down, to restrict movement, and to make sure that people are safe. So we're trying to do our bit. We live in the community, and I implore everybody else to make sure that you take all the precautions as well. I don't have the exact number now. There was about 150 about a week and a half ago. Most of those have now finished their quarantine. There's been no symptoms. They've been checked by the doctors, and so they've been let go. So since the government brought in their restrictions on people coming in, since that time there hasn't been any entry of UN people coming into the country. So now that we've finished our quarantine, I don't anticipate there'll be anybody else coming in under quarantine. So I think there may be less than a dozen, maybe half a dozen people who are left, maybe the last couple of days, but the rest have been all quarantined, all completed, all checked, and all corona-free, because the last people that came in, they're the very, very last plane that arrived. So time has gone by.